Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear safety and security in an insecure world. Remarks by Henry Sikorsky. I welcome the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, presenting his thoughts to a panel sponsored by the IAEA and American University's College of Law in these last hours. The results of this panel will be available online at the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center website. Right now, the man himself is here to remark upon his remarks. Henry, you and I have been discussing the dangers of nuclear power in a war zone in Ukraine for more than 2 years, for heaven's sakes, and we're entering our third year. I can presume that people are ready to learn about Zaporizhia and Chernobyl all over again. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and an honor. Thank you for having me. And there is a much, you know, greater amount of chatter journalistically and academically about what about those reactors, they can get hit. However, I think the long yards that we're going to be touching on today in this panel are all too new. And what are those yards? It's what are the international legal requirements for doing a proportionate strike against a set of targets that could release dangerous amounts of radioactivity? And these are, you know, mostly reactors, but, you know, a few other facilities as well. And here we're breaking new ground. Why? Governments and international energy forums, including the IEA, have stayed very, very quiet about this topic. They are not comfortable, or haven't been in the past at least, talking about this with any specificity. Moreover, the United States handles the immense complexities of which I'm going to be asked to, you know, highlight of what you might be able to hit and what the consequences might be within a nuclear facility under a very deep cloak of secrecy. In other words, our targeteers work in a black box that doesn't get any discussion. Now, why is that a problem? Twofold. First, we're not exactly got a track record of being on top of our game with regard to targeting nuclear facilities. The war against Iraq was really kind of embarrassing on a couple of fronts. I can explain that if you'd like. I was there in the room, as they would say, when I worked in the Pentagon. The second thing is you cannot really hold someone to a principle of proportionality if you don't have public discussion of what that principle might mean in specific cases. And what compounds this is we're asking the public to trust the government to protect a public utility without that discussion on the one hand. And on the other hand, you're trying to make sure that your troops show judgment and discipline and good order, but you don't have the public being able to hold them to any standard because they don't have enough information to know what a proportionate strike would be in any specific case.
What we have here is a case study of Zaporizhia that can give all kinds, every manner of worst case scenario. Is that something that's now being discussed to your understanding, Henry, worst case scenarios of nuclear?
I think it's a case. It is not an exhaustive case. We, and this is what I'm trying to drive at and with my remarks today, we have so much more precision in cyber warfare tools that are wrapped in even more secrecy. What we can hit is a lot more specific things or nodes in these plants before you just flatten the whole plant or you miss. That isn't what's going to be happening in the future, number one. Number two, you know, we now know much more about which way the wind's blowing. We have weather models and diagnostic tools we didn't have before. And you can tailor not only what you hit, but what the weather is to produce different results. And finally, the IEA itself announced last year there are over 80 designs, new reactor designs, that present all sorts of opportunities or not that have to be studied as to what would happen if you hit them. Some of them are being built. Some of them will be operating. This is a hornet's nest of complexities that need to be at least at some level talked about more publicly.
The magic solution, if I understand correctly, these last months has been something called exotic, called a small nuclear reactor, small modular reactor. Is that part of the challenge to figure how they could be used in battlefields and remain secure?
Well, there's that, because the military in the Pentagon wants to build them on bases, at least here and maybe overseas as well. So they become targets. But beyond that, you have to wonder what kind of small reactor. There are some of them, like the one Bill Gates is building in Wyoming and that Google wants to build for its servers, get this, when they lose their coolant, they tend to speed up the reaction in the core until something blows up, like Chernobyl. It's called a negative void coefficient, a positive void coefficient. Most of the reactors that we have today have a negative void coefficient. They don't do that. How do we model that? Not only that, some of them use liquid sodium as a coolant. Well, sodium violently and explosively reacts with anything that has oxygen in it, water, air, even concrete. Have they modeled that? I mean, we really need to open up the aperture to find out how good our targeting efforts are, and, you know, do we know how to deal with these complexities? My hunch is that the reason it's kept secret is maybe we don't, and this is a way to protect that. Well, that's not a complete thought.
Is there a change of direction at the IAEA? It's sponsoring your presentation.
I don't know. I certainly praise the director general in my opening for doing this. I don't know, you know, how much attention, you know, my 3.5 minutes of fame will get. I can't imagine very much. It needs to be leaning into this, not touching on it, if you will.
Was that part of its original writ, Henry? We've got 30 seconds.
I don't know. I think this was it's less than clear how important this panel is. You'll have to talk to me after I've been on it. There are many panels. This is just one of them. And it's a result of me knowing someone at American University who is interested in this topic.
I see. Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The dialogue is officially underway. Nuclear safety and security in an insecure world. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.